Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tanisha. How may I help you?
Yes, Tanisha, my name is Bobby Land. I had spoken with the representative about 10, 15 minutes ago. I need you all to send me some kind of email confirmation that you canceled some type of membership that she claimed I had.
All right. May I have your zip code, please, so I can pull up your account?
75701.
And give me that first and last name again.
Bobby Land, B-O-B-B-Y-L-E-N-D.
All right. And for security purposes, can I get you to verify that shipping address for me, please?
927 South Turner Avenue, Tyler, Texas, 75701.
All right. Thank you for that. Just waiting for everything to load up. All right, and this was for the technical back sweepstakes, and you said you need an email confirmation sent.
Yes, the bag was $5 and something, but they attached something else onto that and charged my card that I didn't authorize for $67.32.
All right, no problem. I can put that request in for you on today and give them at least 24 hours to send that email out to you, okay?
Okay, now what is the email going to consist of?
It's basically going to have your order number, your confirmation number, and saying what date it was canceled.
The membership.
Yes, sir. That's what was canceled.
Okay. What's the cancellation date?
It will be today, the 20th.
Okay. Okay. So I really need that because I didn't even order that membership or whatever she's saying I have. She said they sent me a email with a coupon or something to that effect. Gift card, I don't have it. It's not in my spam, and it's not in my inbox. I've never received it.
Okay, I can request that they send it back out to you. Now, during that time when you placed that order for that technical bag, did you read over the full terms and conditions that went along with that offer?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so within their terms and conditions, it does explain that that technical bag was a gift welcoming you into their online discount shopping store to where you will receive that $100 to $125 coupon value. And that on that fifth day, because it does look like this was on a trial period, it was like a four-day trial. So once that four-day trial period was over, they did bill that membership fee, and that was also stated within their terms and conditions.
Okay, that was, I don't mean to be ugly, but that was trickery because I don't have anything. And all I wanted was the backpack for $5 and whatever cents it was, which is what I paid. So I was knocked off my feet when I went and saw them attempting to take that $67.32 out of my account because I didn't, that's not what I was expecting. I didn't order that membership. And then on top of that, like I said, I don't have the gift card. I never got it.
Okay. And did you go back into the 13th when you originally placed the order?
I sure did. I've been looking for it all day today, and then I looked for it earlier when I called in. Went back through my spam mail. It's not there. I don't have any. This is called collection gift. What is the name of this? Let's see. This is called support online collection store. The only receipt. The only communication I have from you all is my order confirmation when I actually ordered the backpack, showing a receipt for $5. And let's see here, $5.74 from support@onlinecollectionstore.com. It came to me at 4:05 p.m. on July the 13th. Other than that, I don't have any communication from you all about any kind of gift card or anything. Only thing I saw was the day I showed up on my account, you're taking out $67.32. I don't have no gift card. It never was sent. I just got a receipt for the backpack, which is what all I wanted in the first place.
Okay. All right. So what I can do for you on today is, as a courtesy, I can credit back 50% of that $67.32. I have went ahead and put that request in for that cancellation email, as well as for them to resend that coupon back out to you. And we do have that account canceled for you, so you will not be billed anymore from this merchant.
Okay. I certainly appreciate that.
You
said I should expect to see that in the next, how long would it take?
It will be 2 to 3 business days for that refund to show back up.
Okay, and what about the email of the confirmation of the cancellation of everything? When will I see that?
Give them at least 24 hours, okay?
Okay, all right. And what was your name again, please?
My name is Tarnisha.
Okay, thank you so much, Janisha. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer support, and you have a good one, sir.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.